sponsored by Jones Chevrolet, the car and truck people of Southwest Wisconsin, the Richland Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first, and the Creative Outlet, showcasing handmade gifts, craft, and scrapbooking supplies, and consigned clothing for the whole family. You're listening to WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center, WRCE AM 1450, FM 107.7 with Civic Media. It is 77 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. 70-mile-per-hour winds fueling the flames of wildfires in California. ABC's Andrew Dimbert has more on what's going on in L.A. County.
One fire north of Los Angeles burning more than 14,000 acres. More than 1,200 people evacuated.
The winds are probably going to be the biggest factor in battling this blaze.
Winds carried embers three-quarters of a mile. Firefighters to the west managed to stop the progress of another fire near Lancaster, which burned at least one building not far from dozens of homes. In Northern California, reports of buildings destroyed by a fire in Sonoma County. Experts warn this could be an especially dangerous fire season due in part to climate change.
A heat dome stretching across the northeastern quarter of the country with triple-digit temperatures expected from Illinois through Vermont. Maryland Governor Wes Moore is set to sign an executive order today issuing 175,000 pardons for marijuana convictions. Numerous shootings across the country this weekend, including one in Detroit that left a four-year-old boy critically wounded. This is ABC News. One of the world's most famous chefs not talking about food, instead urging everyone to wear a helmet when they are out biking. Gordon Ramsay says after what happened to him, it was a very nasty crash. Here's ABC's Andrew Dimbert.
Policy, I'm lucky to be here.
Ramsay, visibly shaken at times, thanked the doctors and nurses who cared for him. He posted a picture suited up before the crash and a photo showing his mangled helmet after, alongside a stern warning to his fans.
Policy, you've got to wear a helmet. I don't care how short the journey is. I don't care, you know, the fact that these helmets cost money, but they're crucial.
More than 1,000 bicyclists died in crashes with motor vehicles in the U.S. in 2022, a record high.
Gordon Ramsay did not say what led to his accident. McDonald's is putting a pause on using AI in its drive-through lanes after problems with testing. One woman ordered a sweet tea and got 9 of them. Another customer ordering ice cream got ketchup and butter. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
This is Heather at the Creative Outlet in Richland Center. Congratulations to all of the high school rodeo contestants. At the Creative Outlet, you can find scrapbooking products featuring farm, rodeo, and horses. Save 20% off on all farm-themed products through June 29th. We want to say good luck and we'll see you soon, partner. We're helping you outlet your creativity at the Creative Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
Now is a good time to reflect on your pharmacy needs. If you're thinking about switching, the place to go for great service from people who care is the Richland Family Prescription Center. The staff and pharmacists do whatever it takes to help you. They're never too busy to answer questions. Their goal is to be your primary source of healthcare information. With everyone watching every penny, they know it's dangerous and unhealthy not to take your medicine as prescribed by your doctor. They've always matched any price and honor any prescription program. They also work with you and your doctor to find less expensive medications. And the Richland Family Prescription Center features free in-town delivery and free mailing. The Richland Family Prescription Center, where you and your family always come first.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
Severe thunderstorm watch for Vernon County continues until 10 this morning. Otherwise, look for highs could be near the record, but around 90. Southwest winds 10 to 20, partly cloudy, and a slight chance for showers or thunderstorms. Tonight, partly cloudy, lows of 70. Southeast winds 5 to 10. Tuesday, highs of 91, partly cloudy with a slight chance for thunderstorms in the afternoon. And mostly cloudy Wednesday, continuing to be muggy, though, or humid, scattered showers and thunderstorms likely. Highs, though, of only 83. Starting off today warm, though, it's 77 degrees at 5 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Experience a different way of living at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Hi, this is Andrea. Stop in today at 172 South Church Street at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet and see Violet. Every room in your home has a function, and with the right kind of furniture, you can maximize your space to the fullest. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet is now open. Open Monday through Friday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and Saturdays, 9 a.m. to noon. Visit our showroom today and discover how you can achieve a different way of living. A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center. 172 South Church Street.
Walsh's Ace Hardware now is a full-service small engine shop. That's right. Now you can get all your small engines serviced at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center. Chainsaws, snowblowers, trimmers, garden tillers, lawnmowers, and tractors all serviced with two full-time technicians to give you prompt professional service. Walsh's also has new lawn and garden equipment along with snowblowers for sale. Pickup and delivery service available too. Call today to get your equipment tuned up at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center.
Join Pine Valley Community Village on Sunday, June 23rd from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. or until sold out for the Pine Valley Community Village Drive-Thru Chicken Barbecue. For just $13, you can enjoy a delicious meal featuring half a barbecue chicken, potato salad, baked beans, a roll, and a slice of homemade pie. Everyone is welcome, so bring your family and friends for a tasty feast. Drive-through convenience, amazing food, and a great cause. We'll see you at Pine Valley Community Village June 23rd. Don't miss out. Remember, it's first come, first served.
Well, an interesting story to kick this hour off. A musical based on the music of KC and the Sunshine Band will premiere in Edinburgh, Scotland, coming up July 31st. The musical, Who Do You Love?, is based on the early career of singer Harry Wayne Casey. A cast of eight will perform 20 songs that include That's the Way I Like It, Get Down Tonight, and Give It Up. Casey said in a statement, it's a sample of life and emotions among four good friends in the early 70s. I can see a lot of people enjoying that musical. Here's Gabby Barrett with Pick Me Up.
It's been one of those days I don't want to do twice.
hey, I need me. Well, it was a good weekend, of course. I was mentioning how the Richland County Rodeo was in the area. Of course, it takes a lot of hard work when it comes to putting on such an event. And, of course, I know that a lot of people are out there working hard cleaning up after the fact today. So, hey, this one goes out to all those out of the Richland County Fairgrounds who are cleaning up after the rodeo. I hear it's a tradition. Here's In the Mood, Ray Stevens. Again, Ray Stevens in the mood. Well, I definitely will get you up and maybe doing the chicken dance of some sort. You ever hear the one about the comedians and the Pope? Conan O'Brien says all the comedians who met with Pope Francis kept thinking, why are we here and when are they going to throw us out? Francis welcomed more than 100 comedians from 15 different countries as part of a celebration of the importance of humor at the Vatican this past Friday. Whoopi Goldberg says the meeting was really fast, but it made her happy. Stephen Colbert, who did the audiobook for Francis' memoir, says the Pope patted his hand when Colbert told him that in Italian. Jimmy Fallon, Chris Rock, also among those taking part in the celebration. Well, I'm sure a number of those taking part in that celebration could get Chet chuckling, but I think we'll have to stick to the B League in a bit here. Phil and I, Hank and I, will try to get you chuckling.
Quartz Plumbing and Heating provides plumbing services from routine maintenance to new construction and remodeling jobs. We are able to assist in augering sewers, repairing water leaks on piping and faucets, to installing or repairing water heaters, and our list goes on. Wanting to upgrade your kitchen or bathroom fixtures? Maybe expanding your bathroom or converting your tub to a walk-in shower. Call us today to schedule a free estimate, 647-6345.
A member of WCCU Credit Union is easier than ever. With our robust and secure online banking, you can open your account from anywhere, anytime. Simply visit us at wccucreditunion.coop and select Join Us. Confirm your eligibility and choose the accounts you'd like to open. Already have a WCCU account but want to add a checking, savings, or apply for a loan? You can do that online too. To compare our rates, services, and even open up accounts, visit us today at wccucreditunion.coop. WCCU is federally insured by NCUA.
Celebrate at Dunkin' in Richland Center with something new. Now introducing the Frosty Red Velvet Specialty Donut, a red velvet cake base topped with vanilla flavor icing and cream cheese flavored sprinkles, promising a rich and delightful experience. Wash it down with the all-new White Hazelnut Bark Coffee, a drink inspired by fans' adoration for toasted white chocolate swirl. The drink marries the flavors of warm toasted hazelnut with the sweetness of creamy white chocolate flavor to create an inviting drink regardless of whether it's served hot or iced. And remember, Richland Center runs on Dunkin'.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
The Richland Hospital and Clinics is turning 100, and we hope you'll celebrate with us. We'll sponsor 3 free admission days this summer, 1 each month, at the Woodman Aquatic Center. We'll also host a centennial celebration on Sunday, September 15th, including a free 5K run, walk, music, games, food, refreshments, and cake. For more details, visit our events page at richlandhospital.com. The Richland Hospital and Clinics, celebrating 100 years.
Monday's Roundup, proudly sponsored by Chet Feed, Seed, and Such, Muller & Sons Excavating, and Napa Auto and Truck Parts, providing you with the latest update with jokes and more knowledge than you'll ever need to start your week right.
It's time for the Roundup.
Bound to happen at some point, but yeah. You and I live on the air at the same
it's
time.
Kind of scary, isn't it?
It is a little scary. Yeah.
The squirrels must be expecting a cold winter this year.
Why is that?
Well, they're gathering more nuts than usual, and apparently found Phil.
That was
What a start.
Was good.
Chet's chuckle.
That's one way to start it.
How you doing? How was the parade?
The parade was good.
Was it?
Yeah, I think it might have been one of the biggest turnouts I've seen in the past good handful of years.
Well, you actually have to get out of your house for a turnout.
Yes.
Did people cheer for you, or did they throw stuff at you?
Well, Phil was there, so that helped people cheer for me. Some of my jokes didn't land. I was trying to warm up the crowd, get ready for today,
right.
And it didn't go nearly as well as I had planned.
Well, yeah, it probably won't happen today either. We have a tough crowd, Bill.
Do we?
Yeah, we do.
Oh,
well,
wow.
We have a tough crowd. Yeah. So, I mean, the biggest joke is that Phil is missing.
Yeah. What's up with that?
I don't know. But he's missing, and if you we have to put an APB if he's not back by tomorrow for him.
So are we going to have to get the milk cartons?
We may have to. I don't know. I don't know if his face will fit on a milk carton. I don't know if anybody would drink out of a milk carton if his face is on it.
Well, that's the next question. Actually, you know, Michael Hernan, we're going to have to get him to drink a lot of milk cartons so we can get the ones to give to people.
Yeah. And, you know, poor Phil. I know his son got married this weekend. I hope everything went well there. I wouldn't know. I hope he has some leftovers for us.
I heard he might have caught the bouquet. Rumor has it.
Very well could. Yeah.
Which would have been, you know, I'm sure June wasn't happy that he caught it. But
oh, I'm sure June go away. Why would
she might have been.
She might have been.
She might have been.
Anything happening tonight?
Well, the Brewers.
You'll probably go to bed early since you were up early this morning.
It was weird. You know, it's the second day in a row because I do it for Sunday. And but usually when I fill in for Phil, it's Adam here, and then I come in.
Right.
So it was different getting here.
So it's kind of like a vacation. No Phil, no Adam.
Uh-huh.
I mean, you think about it. I mean, if we could just get rid of Joanne now for the day.
Uh-oh.
I mean, it's...
Those are fighting words, you know.
Where's she at? The doors are locked, so she can't get in.
Did you turn down her radio?
Yes.
Okay, good. Yeah, I was, you know, the thing is, I'm looking out for you. I don't want her to have to come in here and hurt you.
You know, I've been struggling with a cold lately.
Have you?
Yeah. And the vampire couldn't get over his cold either.
Okay.
He just kept on coughing.
Oh, that was good. That was good.
Yes.
I'll give you that.
Yeah. Did you get any jokes over the weekend?
I did. I was, you know what? You told me, hey, Monday's joke day. So I worked on it a bit. Why did the woman divorce the grape?
I don't know.
Well, she was tired of raising kids.
Hey, did you know coconuts are mammals?
No, I didn't.
Yeah, because they have fur and produce milk as well. I mean, am I wrong?
We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Oh, there's drunk. Thank you. Yep, she liked that one.
Ellie here at Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. As the April showers persist into June, keep your house dry from wet paws with our Dirty Dog Chamois and Dirty Dog Doormats. With all this rain to keep things green, now is the perfect time to lay down your grass seeds. We have many seed options to keep your lawn happy, as well as seeding mulch, straw, and fertilizers. Treat your furry friends with our large selection of toys and tasty snacks. Kick pesky mosquitoes to the curb with our Spartan mosquito traps this summer. We appreciate all of our friends down here at Chet's, because without you, there wouldn't be us. Stop by today at 880 North Orange Street, or give us a call at 647-8833.
Well, you know, I think maybe you got Chet to chuckle with that one.
Yeah, yeah. Ellie's such a good kid.
Honestly, if she ever wanted to get into radio, we would be in trouble.
Yes. Oh, yeah, she's really good.
She is.
Yeah, she's good. Hey, what is the most depressing sound on a Monday morning, Bobo?
Is it an alarm clock?
It is an alarm clock, yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, last night, my neighbor knocked on my door at 2:30 in the morning.
Why?
2:30. I couldn't believe I got a knock. Luckily for him, I was still up playing my bagpipes, so I was, you know.
Yeah?
You ever have that problem?
No. Did you? Now I got to ask, kilt or no kilt?
Oh, it was a kilt.
Wow.
With Speedos.
That's dedication. Yes. Wow, that is.
Yep. Yep. That's a sight for no one wants to see.
Yeah, you know, I was okay with the kilt, but yeah. TMI a little bit. Yep. Just a little bit. You know what? Hey, speaking of outfits, what jackets smell the worst?
I'm going to say leather.
Mm, windbreakers. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. that's a pretty good one.
Thank you.
What's the best day to cook?
I don't know. What?
Friday. Yes.
All right.
Yes.
Yeah. I'll give you the clap on that one.
Yep.
I got a little story for you.
Uh-oh.
All right. Well, a string walked into a bar and orders a drink. And then the bartender says, "I'm sorry, but we don't serve strings here." Upset, the string goes back to his table. He tied himself in a loop, messes up his hair, you know, then and walks back to the bar and orders the same drink. The bartender squints at him and says, "Hey, aren't you that string?" And the string says, "Nope, I'm afraid not."
Oh, yes, that's pretty good. That's a good dad joke right there.
Ah, thank you.
What state has the smallest drinks?
Smallest drinks. I don't know.
Minnesota.
That actually got me to laugh. Okay, yeah. That was good. That was a good one. Okay, speaking of drinks, why did the hipster scald his mouth with his coffee?
I don't know.
Because he drank it before it was cool.
No, that's true. Yeah, that's pretty good. I ordered a chicken and an egg the other day off Amazon.
Well, what came first?
I will let you know.
Jeez. Okay, but hey, did you hear about the two guys who stole a calendar?
No. Did he take too many days off?
No.
Oh, what was it?
They each got 6 months.
Oh, they each got 6 months. My friend couldn't pay his water bill, Bo.
Okay.
So I sent him a get well soon card. Yeah.
You know, how about, let's see here. Jeez, that was good. What's orange and sounds like a parrot?
I'm going to say a carrot.
You got her.
Yes.
That was good.
Yeah. Hey, I always, do you knock on the refrigerator before you open it?
No.
Well, you should.
Why?
Because you may have salad dressing.
Oh, you don't want to see that.
No,
you don't. No, that's indecent.
Yes.
You might upset Caesar.
Maybe. Yeah.
How did the buffalo say goodbye to his kid?
Bye, son.
I can't fool you.
You
are the pro here.
Though. No, I'm not the pro. Phil's the pro, because that's a Phil's sixth grade comedy club right there.
Is it really?
Yeah, oh, yeah. If you make the sixth grade comedy club with Phil, you're right there.
Wow, that says a lot. Hey, I feel kind of good then.
Hey, I completed my first jigsaw puzzle the other day.
Okay.
And I'm really proud of myself, because it only took me 18 months. The box said 3 to 5 years.
Jeez.
I mean, it's pretty good.
Wow.
So... Hey, you know, when you get my age, Phil, Or a bow.
Well, but, you know, close enough.
Yeah. When you get my age, when you say the other day, it could be referring to any time between yesterday and 15 years ago.
Is it that point already?
Yes. Yes, it is.
See, I'm getting ready for that. I'm looking forward to when I can
Look forward to
it. You got to look backwards, actually, right?
Yeah. And a long way back.
A long way. Yeah. The longer, you know, the older you get. Yeah. That's why you're wearing glasses, isn't it?
I can't see you.
Well.
But anyway, any big news coming? Now, Arkansas,
okay.
Shortstop, his name is Casey. Anyway, big news for the Brewers. They just got a trade from them, from the Phillies.
Really?
Yeah. He's a big-time utility player, usually plays A1 ball. Very good ball player, so I'm really looking forward to see what Milwaukee can do with him.
Well, I mean, you know, they had a good weekend. They took 2 of 3,
mm-hmm.
you know, but I know they're a little worried about William Contreras. He kind of got bumped up there yesterday, but.
And I'm still waiting on my phone call.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that you tried out.
No, I'm just out there on the list.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Did they need umps?
No.
Oh, you're on the team.
Yeah, I'm on the team.
Wow.
Did you know that I got cut from the NFL team? You heard about me. With the Los Angeles Raiders, the Las Vegas Raiders.
No, why?
Yeah, I was a tackling dummy. I got cut.
Oh, no.
Yeah, so
cuts get us all.
Well, it was more than that. I don't know. They didn't even let me try out.
You know, I always thought I could, you know, when you're younger, I was like, geez, how am I going to get on a team? Because, you know, I did play. I played a year of football back in, just before
Tecmo Bowl doesn't count.
Oh, okay. Well, never mind then. But and I always thought if I... You know, the hitting part in that, you know, I could do it, but I think Waterboy would have suited me.
Yes,
but not all teams use the Waterboy.
No, they don't.
That's kind of sad. Like, what are they supposed to do? Water person, even, if we're going in, you know, today's world, you know? But
hey, did you know in Arizona, did you know donkeys cannot sleep in bathtubs? That's old state law.
No, I did not.
Yes.
That's actually legit.
It is, yes.
Wow.
In Glendale, Arizona, cars cannot be driven in reverse.
Well, then what are you supposed to do?
You got to park somewhere where you can't go in reverse.
I guess give them 40 acres to turn the rig around, right?
Yeah, you could do something that way.
Yeah.
I'm trying to find some whiskey. Racine.
Okay.
It is illegal to wake a fireman when he's asleep.
Well, why would you want to do that?
I don't know.
You know?
And also in Wisconsin, it is legal to cut a woman's hair or to kiss on a train.
It's illegal to?
Yeah.
To cut a woman's hair or kiss?
On a train.
Wow. Well, why would you kiss?
I don't know.
I mean, especially, you know, if they just got it cut, they're not going to want you to kiss the hair right away.
No.
You know, like, those are, fighting words, I'd say.
Yeah, speaking of hair and the rodeo, Cheyenne. In Wyoming, you may not take a picture of a rabbit during the month of June.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's
big time. Yeah.
Weird laws.
Yep.
Weird laws. You know, speaking of the rodeo, the parade, you know, Julie Cairns and them over there, they had the after party.
Yeah, I saw that. Rooster was over there.
Yeah, Tiny
Rooster,
Acres.
The kangaroo was over there.
Yep.
Did they have any free ice cream, too?
Yes. You know what was funny is I actually can tell you the night before. I had to run to Quick Trip. It was pretty late at night, but you know, I needed to go grab something there. And while I was inside, I saw Julie, and she was shopping for ice cream, and had one of those carts, right? It was piled from underneath all the way up over it, and I saw her, you know, paying for it. I got a brain freeze from looking at it.
Really?
That's how much there was.
Well, I mean, that's not hard to freeze your brain, though.
Well,
I mean, I'm just saying, for a friend.
Sorry, it froze there for a second. Yeah.
I got a kicker here, buddy.
Huh?
There are three ladies.
Uh-huh.
Okay? One named Joanne, one named Debbie, and one named, Pat.
And Pat. Well, hey, we know people like that.
Yeah, we do. The three ladies were stranded in the desert and found a lamp.
Okay.
They rubbed it, and pops a genie who grants them each one wish.
Magic lamp.
Patricia wishes, so the genie goes, I'll give you ladies each one wish.
Oh,
so
only one, okay.
So Patricia wishes to be back home. Puff, she's home.
Okay.
And then Debbie wishes to be home with her family as well. Puff, she's home. And then Joanne says on her third wish, she goes, oh, I wish my friends were here.
Hank Bray, everybody.
Hey, have a good day, everybody. Be kind.
There it is. There it is. Hopefully that one got you chuckling.
Get your dirt work done right with Mueller & Sons Excavating. From drainage ditches to ATV trails, commercial sites to driveways, and residential areas to land clearing, we've got you covered. Now serving Ithaca with our new location. Call us at 608-415-7528 and schedule your project today at Mueller & Sons Excavating.
Hi, this is John from Napa again. For 20 years, Napa Auto and Truck Parts has been serving you with quality and reliability. Celebrate with us all month long with amazing specials. Get Napa Universal Fleet Oil for just $3.99 a quart or $13.99 a gallon. Plus, Napa Full Synthetic Motor Oil is only $4.49 a quart. And don't miss out on Bug Be Gone Car Wash Pre-Soak, just $6.99 for a 16-ounce bottle. Napa Auto and Truck Parts, serving you for over 20 years and many more to come. Napa know-how.
Here is Jamie Gander of Badgerland Flooring.
We started our business in 2008, and we named it Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin, obviously. And then 6 years ago, we started doing kitchens, and we just want to really get the word out to people that we're doing those now as well. We have a showroom west end of the building is committed to kitchens. You know, we do bath remodels, vanities, countertops. You can do any type of flooring, walk-in showers, but we're really trying to let the public know we're doing a lot of kitchen nowadays, too.
See Badgerland Flooring in Richland Center for more information.
Are you ready to buy a house? Do you know somebody looking to buy a house? Do you not know where to start? Do you not know where to apply? Do you just have some general questions about buying a home? Hey, Jason Schultz here with USA Mortgage, the Schultz Mortgage Team, your local mortgage expert. When I say expert, I mean that because mortgage is all I do. I don't want your checking account. I don't want your car loan. I just want to help you buy a house. Whether you need an FHA loan, a VA loan for veterans, a USDA loan, or a conventional loan, contact the Schultz Mortgage Team 7 days a week, 604-5068. We do not work banker hours.
The House on the Rock attraction between Dodgeville and Spring Green has a wide variety of jobs for a wide variety of people. They are hiring for retail sales, hospitality positions, maintenance and upkeep, and admission openings. Apply now by calling 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or print an application at thehouseontherock.com. That's 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit houseontherock.com. Find your perfect job today.
You can't win the Schmidt Woodland Hills 50-50 cash raffle unless you buy a ticket. Tickets are now on sale and are just $10 each this year. This year could be the best raffle yet. Tickets are available at Schmidt Woodland Hills or at these local businesses: Julie Garen's State Farm Insurance, People's Community Bank, Napa Auto Parts, Quail Run Golf Links, Open Season Outlet, plus Louis Bar in Yuba and Turbos in Hub City. The drawing will be July 18th at the Tommy P. Harvey Memorial Golf Outing.
Well, we're going to take a look at birthdays coming up in just a moment. Some celebrities celebrating birthdays, by the way, today. Singer Barry Manilow is 81 years old. Also celebrating a birthday today. Let's see here. We have actor, comedian Will Forte, who's turning 54, member of the cast of SNL for a while. Also celebrating a birthday today. We can tell you that country singer Mickey Guyton turns 41. Also, rapper Kendrick Lamar is 37. But again, we'll take a look at our local birthdays and anniversaries in just a moment.
Tired of counting sheep? Hi, this is Travis with Wirtz Floor and Home. Did you know that one-third of your life is spent sleeping? The 7 to 9 hours we should spend catching Z's helps the body heal itself, activate the immune system, and give your heart a break. Want to sleep on a Wisconsin-made high-quality mattress? Stop down to our new sister company, Bed & Linen, located on Highway 14, Spring Green, and let us show you why we wake up so refreshed.
This morning's birthdays and anniversaries sponsored by the Shoebox, the leader in size, selection, fit, and price.
From infants to men size 19, the Shoebox has shoes for the whole family in the latest styles and fashions. Boots by Columbia, Wolverine, Cat, High Tech, Skechers, Bear Paw, and more. Even football, basketball, baseball, and track cleats. Visit the Shoebox, a local Wisconsin company, and it's a win-win for you and the community. Shop elsewhere, and your money says goodbye. The Shoebox, located in Black Earth, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Let's start the week off. June 17th, birthday and anniversary wishes. Happy birthday today to Ardith Hansen. Happy birthday, Ardith, from Five Points Lutheran Church. And also, another birthday wish for Ardith Hansen, this one from your friend Gene Tony. Happy birthday today to Stacy Jewett from Lori and the Guys. Also, Lori and the Guys wishing Bobby McGlynn a happy birthday today. Happy birthday to Bonnie Jones and Colton Clary from Willow Valley United Methodist Church. Happy birthday to Alexis Stibbe, this one from Ash Creek United Methodist Church. Jim and the kids wishing Susan Curtis a very happy birthday today. Happy birthday wishes going out to Brian Baroker. Hope you have a great day from Mom and Dad. Also, happy birthday to my husband, Brian Baroker. Thank you for everything you have done for me. Love you, Kathleen Baroker. Happy birthday to our dad, Brian Baroker, today. Have a marvelous day with love from Jordan and Desiree. Happy birthday to Grandpa Brian Broker, wishing you a very happy birthday with so much love from Allison Coulter. Tammy, Terry, and Brady, as well as Isabel, wishing Brian Broker a happy birthday today. Happy birthday going out to Dan Kramer from Sandra Kramer. Happy birthday to Dennis Reiger from, or thank you, have an awesome year, from Lorraine and Monty and the Country Gold Band. Happy birthday today to Penny Huffman. Happy birthday, Penny, from Old Bag 18101. Happy birthday to Colton Clary from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. Rick Jones celebrating a birthday today. Happy birthday, Rick. Have a wonderful day from your wife. Happy birthday to Haley today from your friends at Home of the Heart. The Richland Center Lions would like to wish Hannah Green, Jolene Ferguson, Don Kramer, Ricky Jones, Courtney Newberry, Colton Clary, Ardith Hansen, and Ty Mulholland Benson happy birthday today. Happy birthday on behalf of the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Alliance to Eric Drone, Brandon Kinney, Eric Martin, Braden Myers, and Nathan Pinkham. Happy birthday on behalf of Schmidt Woodland Hills on this Monday, June 17th, to Ardith Hansen and Kylie Schaefer. Happy birthday to Chris Falk, Cindy Klatt, and Dan Baumkamp from the Little Willow Birthday Club. The Richland Center United Methodist Church would also like to wish Rick Jones a happy birthday today. A couple anniversary wishes. Happy anniversary today to Tom and Leah Babel from Muscadet, Blue River, and Avoca Lions. Also happy anniversary to Dan and Don Pliner from the Richland Center Lions. To all of you celebrating that big day today, be it a birthday or an anniversary, we hope it's a great one. From all of us here at WRCO and from the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
Not another birthday, not another anniversary. If you're thinking this, you're not alone. This is Jamie at JJ Walsh Jewelers, and my job is to make these events a little easier for you so you don't get in trouble again this year. We've worked hard to become Southwest Wisconsin's premier diamond jewelry store. What does that mean to you? It means we have a tremendous amount of statement jewelry pieces in every price point. Spending $20, no problem. Spending $10,000, no problem. Designer jewelry with a small town casual atmosphere, only at JJ Walsh Jewelers, downtown Richland Center.
Many people aren't aware that Richland County has an organization similar to Big Brothers Big Sisters. For 35 years, Kinship of Richland County has made hundreds of matches between carefully screened adults and local children who need some extra attention. I'm Michelle Nolan-Karras, the director of Kinship. Occasionally, relationships don't work out, but it's amazing how often they do. Having a mentor can improve a child's self-confidence and help them succeed at school and in life. The mentor benefits from these matches, too. Often they last for years and continue into adulthood. If you would like to become a volunteer or refer a child, please contact us at 608-475-2886 or email us at kinshiprc@gmail.com. Donations to Kinship can be mailed to P.O. Box 51, Richland Center, Wisconsin. Your gift is tax deductible and much appreciated.
Wish I had better news for the weather, hot and humid, as well as seeing maybe a chance for some showers or thunderstorms today. Highs could be around 90, could be close to the record high of 92. Coming up, though, we'll have a look at the news here on WRCO.
Feeling saucy? Come down to A&W and dip a juicy 5-piece hand-breaded chicken tender combo into our new spicy 3-pepper fire sauce or our new savory A&W sauce. Dip into A&W and try them today.
Always made fresh root beer, always at A&W. Your A&W restaurant is located on Highway 61 in Boscobel. Stop by and enjoy.
Participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Your attention, please. Frogan's Do It Best Retirement Sale liquidation is going on now. That's right. Hurry in and save during Frogan's Do It Best store closing sale. Everything goes, including all hardware, power tools, grills, hand tools, appliances, furniture, and more. First come, first served. After 91 years in business, the Frogan family will retire. Save up to 50% store-wide. Doors open at 8 a.m. daily. Frogan's Do It Best in Boscobel is liquidating to the bare walls, and it's your chance to save like never again. Hurry in today. All sales final. Cash or credit card only. Cash and carry pricing with delivery available. Frogan's Do It Best Retirement Sale in Boscobel. Basketball is going on now.
Fuller's Milkers Center, LLC, is a full-line Geo-Westphalia Surge dealer offering 24-hour dairy service on your milking and refrigeration equipment. Fuller's of Lancaster and Richland Center offers dairy milking equipment, milk cooling equipment, dairy supplies, parlor design, consultation and installation, professional dairy service and maintenance, and so much more. Customer service and support to their customers is their number one priority. Learn more about Fuller's Milkers Center. Call 608-549-6490.
Experience a different way of living at Court & Main Furniture & Mattress. Hi, this is Andrea. Every room in your home has a function, and the right kind of furniture can maximize your space to the fullest. We'll help you select the right pieces to fit your lifestyle from our showroom with over 25,000 square feet of home furnishings and decor. Visit us today to discover how you can achieve a different way of living. Court & Main Furniture & Mattress in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It is a hazy 78 degrees in Richland Center at 7:45. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed and Such, Capital Wealth Advisory Group, and the Philback family of dealerships. A severe thunderstorm watch is in effect for Vernon County until 10 this morning. Otherwise, partly cloudy, hot, humid, and breezy, with a slight chance of showers or thunderstorms, a high of 90, with south-southwest winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Partly cloudy and muggy tonight, with a low of 70. After a low this morning of 74, we're up to 78 degrees in Richland Center.
For today, retirement, and every moment in between, doing what you love is an investment worth keeping. Capital Wealth Advisory Group knows this. We take a personalized approach to understand your life and your wealth, helping you plan for the short term, long term, or whatever your terms may be. Wealth care for you and your family. Capital Wealth Advisory Group, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, LLC. Ameriprise Financial cannot guarantee future financial results.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. Hot and cold extremes are expected in the U.S. Extreme weather that ranged from triple-digit temperatures in the southwest to unseasonable cold in the Pacific Northwest has been forecast over the U.S. into the early part of the week. Forecasters say mushy late-season snow is headed to the Rocky Mountains, and severe thunderstorms are developing from the northern plains to the upper Midwest. More rain is anticipated in southern Florida, even as flood waters continue to recede there after days of intense rainfall. A fresh batch of tropical moisture is forecast to reach the central Gulf Coast in several days and shift toward the Gulf Coast by Tuesday. The River Valley School District is seeking input from the community concerning the recent referendum. Here's Michael Hernan with more on the story.
River Valley School District continues to gather information for future referendums. River Valley's District Administrator Lauren Glassbrenner spoke of its survey and why River Valley area residents should fill it out.
We've been doing a really good job of collecting that data. The data's open. I guess I'd say the survey is open through July. And so throughout the month of June, please, if you live in the River Valley area, even if you're a neighbor, you know, and you have family that goes there, and you see this survey, we'd be very willing to take your information. And really what it is, we had an advisory task force of people from our community that set the two questions for our referendum. And from that, we did our best guess. And that's really what any vote is you try to put it out there to be successful. And we weren't successful. And we're learning how to go on with that, because the next question that a lot of folks have is, well, now what are you going to do, right? You're still going to close the little school up in Plain. And I say, I can't close the little school up in Plain until I have somewhere for those children to come to. I want to make sure I do that really deliberately, really carefully, really with the community in support of it. So I've got to go slowly so that we don't have to go backwards. And so that was our first step. Really, we did that referendum. It came back with the reality of what our voters wanted at that moment. And so we're going to take that information and figure out what are we going to do next.
The school district is made up of four towns.
I always get to say I represent folks in Arena. I represent folks from Plain. I represent folks from Lone Rock. I represent folks from Spring Green. And each one of those four communities has a personality or kind of a cultural feel to it. And it won't help us to kind of point fingers at one community versus the other. We together make up River Valley, right? It's not the Plain School District. It's the River Valley School District. It's no longer the Lone Rock. It's the River Valley. And so collectively, I truly believe we are stronger. And we just got to figure out where we're going and take a look at the data that we're going to seek from this survey.
The River Valley School District is asking you to fill out the survey for feedback. The survey is available online.
We've sent it electronically to all parents and families. We've had it on our social media sites, and I'll make sure that Mrs. Larson gets it back out there again. We've had it in the local newspaper twice, and then we've had it in the Shopper Stopper or the Shopper's Guide that comes out kind of in the River Valley, Sauk County, Iowa County, Richland County area over there. And we also will mail one straight to your home if you ever need one. So if you need to call me and let me know, hey, I need one of those surveys, I'm going to give you a number. Call me, Mr. Glassburner. It's 608-588-5100. Give me a holler and I'll mail one to your home address, because your information is relevant to us. We want to make sure if your tax dollars and your vote matters to us, we want to make sure we have your voice included.
Glassburner goes through some of the questions on the survey.
In which community do you reside? It asks you to put down, are you from Arena, Lone Rock, Plain, or Spring Green? But it's also got a space for you to put down an other. Maybe you are from Bear Valley. Maybe you're from Clyde or Hyde. Or maybe you're from, you know, Wilson Creek area. You can always indicate that. It asks for your age. And I know that sounds a little odd at times, but our younger voters vote differently than our older voters. And we need to know the demographics of that. I need to mine that data. If I know that half of my voters are in the 60 plus age range and they are saying this is what I should do, then that's going to make me lean one way or the other as we create the next steps. And then it goes into the questions. We had question one around some projects with ADA and some facility improvement. If you voted yes or no, and if you voted no, tell me why you voted no. And it's got some categories or a space to give it to you. The next question goes in to that question two, which was to expand River Valley's performing arts areas. And again, that came back. And we want to know, did you vote yes or no? And then tell us why.
The last question of the survey might impact River Valley's future. Glassburner thinks the last question of the survey is the most important question.
Because it says, please choose the items you feel are necessarily your next steps. What do you find are necessary to replace, remodel, and renovate? And again, replace, remodel, and renovate, I have to say, is what we will have to continue to look at.
Glassburner also thinks this survey is very important and crucial to River Valley's future.
The survey's only as good as the people that take it. So please, it's not a vote for us spending money. It's giving us more information from your heart of where you want us to go next. And the district is your business. I don't want anybody that feels like, my kids are out of school. It doesn't matter. They're not going to care what I say. Yeah, we do. As long as you vote within the River Valley boundaries, we do care. We do want to hear you. It's a big family. That doesn't mean we always agree. That's plain and simple. Not everybody in a family agrees. I don't even agree with my brothers most of the time, right? But that's because we're different, and that's okay. But we have to respect each other and move ahead. And a big word that I've been using a lot lately is just moving forward.
For WRCO News, I'm Michael Hernan.
Thank you, Michael. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection has certified the 2024 Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board of Directors election results. On July 1st, the elected dairy producers will begin a three-year term as elected members of the Dairy Farmers of Wisconsin Board of Directors. They include, in District 20, which covers Richland and Sauk counties, Jessica Kelly of Rock Springs, and in District 23, which covers Iowa and Lafayette counties, Jody Miller of Avoca. The Republican National Convention in Milwaukee is less than a month away, and it seems no one is happy with the designated protest zone. That includes Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson. On WISN's Upfront, Johnson said it's way too close to Fiserv Forum.
I'm hoping that when all said and done, everybody leaves from Milwaukee with a great impression of the city, of the people. That's why I'm concerned about the U.S. Secret Service not, you know, kind of digging their heels in right now in that protest zone. That has to be addressed.
A group representing protesters claims the First Amendment zone at Pier Marquette Park is too far away from the convention. A U.S. Secret Service spokesperson said the security zone is still in development. The host city has the final say. There is differing Wisconsin perspectives as the U.S. Supreme Court reverses a federal ban on bump stocks. Rob Kovac is president of RNA Affiliate Wisconsin Firearm Owners.
Of course, Wisconsin firearm owners oppose the illegal use of firearms to harm others. That just goes without saying. And we certainly just support the court's ruling that laws regulating lawfully purchased firearm accessories need to come from Congress and not from unelected bureaucrats.
Tyler Kelly is communications fellow with Wisconsin Anti-Violence Educational Fund.
There's been 47 mass shootings since 2020. While bump stocks have been banned, and we don't know how many more lives could have been lost if any of those 47 shooters had access to a bump stock.
The court's conservative majority ruled Friday that the federal government overstepped in banning the accessory, which allows automatic fire from semi-auto rifles. In Wisconsin and elsewhere around the country, the majority of gun violence victims are killed and wounded by handguns. Due to unforeseen circumstances, Richland County Highway I will remain closed through Thursday for culvert replacement. This closure is from County Highway II to Highway 58. The road is impassable from Hawkins Creek Road to Z. Scott Hill Road. And inspectors were scheduled to perform standard annual inspection on the existing 130-133 South Bridge in Lone Rock Thursday. The inspection has been moved up to tomorrow, June 18th. Wisconsin DOT traffic across the bridge will be flagged to a single lane most of the day starting at 8 a.m.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such. With warmer weather comes summer fun, and this month we have the event for you. On Saturday, June 29th, from 10 to 3, we invite all of our friends to our grand reopening at the new location. We will have two local food trucks, a coffee truck, Tiny Acres, and store product door prizes and giveaways. Stop inside on that day only to receive 5% off your entire purchase and $5 off a large bag of Next Level dog food. We hope to see you there, as it's bound to be loads of fun. Thank you to all of our friends for your continuous business and support, because without you, there wouldn't be us. It's Feed, Seed, and Such. 880 North Orange Street, Richland Center, 647-8833.
Today is Monday, June 17th. Alicia Heath, 33, of Plain and Spring Green, died June 7th after a long fight with numerous medical complications. A memorial service will be held this morning at 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home this morning from 9:30 until the time of service at 11:30. The family would like everyone to feel free to wear casual attire and or something purple to honor Alicia. Alicia Heath, 33, of Plain and Spring Green. Linda L. Sherd, 77, of Muscadet, died June 3rd. Graveside services with an American Legion Auxiliary Service will be held Wednesday at 3:15 in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center Wednesday from 1 until 3. Linda L. Sherd, 77, of Muscadet. Leonora J. Lee Lover, 96, of Blue River, died Wednesday at her home. Funeral services will be held Thursday at the Basswood Union Church, rural Muscadet, with burial to follow in the Basswood Cemetery. Friends may call at the Basswood Union Church Thursday from 10 until the time of service at 11. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service of Richland Center is assisting the family with arrangements. For Leonora J., Lee Lauver, 96, of Blue River.
Hello, friends. Mark Philbeck here from the Philbeck Family Dealerships, your go-to destination for all things automotive. Did you know we're celebrating 75 years in business? That's right, 75 years of serving our amazing community. And here's something that sets us apart. We are the home of the lifetime powertrain warranty. That's a commitment to you, our valued customers, for ensuring peace of mind every mile you drive. But that's not all. We've expanded our selection of inventory so you'll find the perfect ride for any lifestyle. The deals are getting sweeter, folks. Whether you're in Highland, Richland Center, Boscobel, or Prairie du Chien, or browsing online at philbeck.com, we've got incredible offers just waiting for you. So why wait? Come down to the Philbeck Family Dealerships and let us make your automotive dreams a reality. Visit us today, where trust, selection, and unbelievable deals come standard. The Philbeck Family Dealerships, 75 years strong with a lifetime commitment to you, where the customer is first since 1948.
The 8 o'clock ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and 1450 AM in Richland Center is sponsored by Capital Wealth Advisory Group, helping you prepare for the expected and unexpected things in life, and by Driftless Area Group, your local land surveyors, real estate sales insurance agents, and ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. A very